USA Radio News.
While the White House took credit for lower gas prices in recent weeks, it's now claiming the ongoing increase in gas prices is nuanced. Here's an exchange between Fox News reporter Peter Ducey and Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
It's a lot more nuanced than that, Peter. You know this. There have been global challenges that we have all have dealt with. When I say all, meaning other countries as well, have dealt with since the pandemic. There's been pandemic and there's been Putin's war.
The death toll from Hurricane Ian continued a grim and steady climb on Tuesday. Unofficial figures have recorded more than 100 killed by the Category 4 storm. And on Tuesday, federal aviation officials mandated more time off between flights for flight attendants. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.